He is a candidate for the United States Senate seat in the great state of Michigan, running for the Democratic nomination. Abdul El-Sayed joins us now. Abdul, thanks so much for the time, my friend. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day in Michigan.
Absolutely. So, Abdul, you are in the news all over the place today. The rally yesterday with Hassan Piker. First and foremost, how would you characterize Hassan and his influence in Democratic circles and with young people, really?
You know, Hassan is the logical conclusion of what happens when you have a mainstream media that tends to lock out certain voices. He gets 40,000 listeners at a time who tune in to listen to him stream for 8 hours a day, every single day. Those are folks who feel locked out of our politics, and I want to make sure they understand what it looks like to bring folks back into our politics through a message like the one that I've honed over the 90 different visits I've made to different cities in Michigan, 300 public events. We want to get money out of politics, put money in your pocket, pass Medicare for All. And I think the frustration that a lot of folks have who tune into somebody like Hassan is that they're not hearing that kind of messaging from a Democrat or a Republican. And so we're out here trying to talk about the kind of politics we can have. Now, a lot of folks paid attention to my rallies with Hassan, sure, but I started my day on Fox and Friends. Now, I know there are a lot of folks who watch Fox and Friends who don't agree with me. And so my job as someone who wants to build a politics that is about getting corporate money out of our politics, building an economy that focuses on small businesses and finally guarantees us healthcare, is to get my message everywhere and anywhere. So I'm going to go on any platform where I get the opportunity to talk to some of these folks, share a vision for the future, and hope that they'll come and support us in this election, and more importantly, help us to change our future, to build the kind of future where people have more rights, more equity, more opportunity.
It is absolutely undeniable the amount of young people that do show up to your rallies. What is your message to them that is resonating with that particular group so much?
You know, it doesn't have to be this hard. It doesn't have to be this hard to believe that you can build a future that you believe in and are excited about. It doesn't have to be this hard to get health care. It shouldn't be this hard to be able to afford a home or ever believe that you could own a home. These are challenges that young people face. And I don't talk down to young people. I don't ask them to come and engage with politics the ways that too often our politics does, which is we shun them for not showing up and then we wonder why they didn't show up. I don't shun people. I want an inclusive movement where people feel like there really is an opportunity for them to be a part of building the future that they need and deserve. And I think when you engage with people with humility, when you listen first and speak second, when you're speaking to their actual issues in language that is about helping them to see the future and the opportunity they have to build it, I think people are showing up for you. And that's the kind of movement we're building. And we're the same way with seniors. I spend as much time talking to seniors as I do to young people. And we do it exactly the same way. It turns out that no matter how old you are, you're facing the same issues. You can't afford your life. And right now, our government is too busy dropping bombs on other people than investing our tax dollars on our own.
So let's talk about some of the controversies, because I even went this morning and just looked at some of the sound that Hassan has out there. And just some quotes. America deserved 9/11. Dude, I'm saying it. Left wingers, you need to be shanking these MFers, showing your opponent's guts. Kill those MFers. Let their blood soak in the bleeping red capitalist blood. My favorite flag is Hezbollah. I hate this country. It goes on and on and on. How do your values stack up with some of the things that Hassan Piker has said quite recently?
Obviously, I don't agree with those statements, but the point is not whether or not you agree on everything. I'm sure you and I, Ryan, don't agree on everything. I'm sure you and your siblings don't agree on everything. That's life. I think we play this game where we do this platform policing and we pretend like we're not allowed to talk to certain groups of people because they said something we disagree with. That's just not how the world works. And if we did that, we would be dividing ourselves just like our politics is. So I just reject that game. And I'm happy to go and talk to anyone because I believe that there's an opportunity to actually persuade them. Like, if there's something that somebody disagrees with you on, does it make more sense never to talk to them, or does it make more sense to engage them and try and persuade them to see it your way? I mean, it's this crazy thing that we do in our politics as if we're all somewhat perfect and that we can't go and talk to certain people, especially when those folks command an audience of 40,000 people at a time. And so, no, I don't agree with Hassan on everything, but there are a lot of things I do agree with him on. I agree that it's crazy that we're wasting our tax dollars dropping bombs in Iran right now rather than investing in our own people. I think it's crazy that in the richest, most powerful country in the world, we don't have healthcare. I think it's crazy that right now, as we're watching as AI is breathing down our necks. There is literally zero regulation on what could end up being the most consequential technology in human history. All those things to me are crazy. And so I want to go and have a conversation with folks about how we build a politics to actually take those problems on. And so it doesn't mean that you agree with everybody when you campaign with them or when you go on their platform, but it does mean that you're trying to have a conversation with the folks they talk to every day.
We are talking to Abdul El-Sayed, running for United States Senate seat in the great state of Michigan, running for the Democratic nomination. Your Democratic opponents, Mallory McMorrow, Haley Stevens, even though she's not an opponent, Alyssa Slotkin has made comments about Hassan Piker as well. Neither McMorrow or Stevens will share the stage with them. Do you believe they are making a mistake, or how would you square their stance on this?
I just find it curious because Vice President Harris invited Hassan Piker to come and stream from the DNC as early as 2024. And you know who else was speaking at the DNC? One of my opponents was speaking at the DNC. Nobody made a big deal about all the things that Hassan had said then. He comes in, campaigns for me. Now all of a sudden it becomes this two-week news cycle. While, by the way, our president is waging a war that is illegal and unjustifiable. And so I just think the double standards are a little bit frustrating. And I think that's what people are so frustrated about when we talk about Democrats. Like, it's like we forgot all of the cancel culture and all of the frustrating parts of that platform policing in the past. We forgot that everybody had a big debate about whether or not Vice President Harris would have won if she went on Rogan. Joe Rogan has said some crazy things too. It doesn't mean that you agree with all the things he said. It does mean that you want to speak to the people he talks to every day. So, you know, I want my opponents to focus on how they're going to win their own race. I'm going to be focused on how I win mine. I'm not as interested in defending myself. I don't need defending. The people who need defending are the folks who can't afford to fill up their tank of gas because our gas prices have gone up $1 per gallon since this ridiculous war started. The people who need defending are the folks who will not be able to go see a doctor even though they're sick tomorrow. The folks who need defending are the kids who are sitting in schools that are underfunded because we are wasting our tax dollars.
And
elsewhere.
Abdul, I want to have you and I want to have you back and talk about all of those issues. But I've got a couple of minutes left here. I want to ask you a couple of more questions. One, do you believe appearances like this with Piker take away from what you're trying to do for the people of Michigan? Do you believe it's too big of a distraction, or do you believe it's worth the distraction?
As a candidate for Senate, my job is to listen to people and to reflect what they tell me in terms of campaign goals and what I aim to do with the 6 years that they might give me in the U.S. Senate. I need to get that message out to as many people as I possibly can. And guess what? We got more attention in the last couple of days because of this manufactured controversy than we've gotten for the last year plus of my campaign. That is how you campaign. You take your message to the people. Let's not forget who the president of the United States is and the crazy things he has done. And it's like sometimes Democrats think that perfectly inoffensive is the only way to win campaigns. And I'm so sorry. I don't think anybody's perfectly inoffensive. And if they come off that way, it's because they're probably lying to you about who they really are. I'm just not somebody who lies to folks about who I am. I want you to know who I am and what I'm about. I'm not Hassan Piker. I'm Abdul El-Sayed. I want to get money out of politics. I want to put money in your pocket. I want to pass Medicare for all. And I'm going to go every single place I can to share that message because I think it's what the people need and deserve.
Final thing, Abdul, let me ask you about the attack in West Bloomfield, the Temple Israel. There was that leaked audio, however it was required illegally or not. You've talked about the quote-unquote risk to put out a statement. You have since condemned the attack. But what was the initial thought of not putting out a statement?
I want to be clear. I put out a statement immediately. You check the record. I put it out absolutely immediately. The risk was not putting out a statement to condemn this. I put out a longer statement trying to put this in the broader context of the pain that we're watching all over our country. There are some people who want you to think that pain stands alone, that like the world exists in this beaker where incidents are not connected. And I wanted to connect the incident so that we understand exactly why somebody could misplace their rage in the way that he did.
But you would agree that
Israel was wrong. It was anti-Semitic and it stands alone as such. And I condemned it immediately. But I also want folks to understand that pain begets pain. Hurt people hurt people. And it was a risk to say that. And people pull that out of context, just like they do to Hassan, just like they do all the time in our politics. Just it's all the things that people get sick of when it comes to politics, to try and make the case that somehow I was afraid to condemn anti-Semitism. I will never be afraid to condemn anti-Semitism. I am Muslim. I know what it's like to be discriminated against for how I pray. And I understand that that is wrong, no matter who you're aiming it against.
Fair enough. Abdul, I cannot thank you enough for your time. And you are exactly right. I mean, we don't agree on everything, but I think it's fantastic to be able to have these conversations and share viewpoints and ask questions and learn more about people. And just for the record, we have invited Mallory McMorrow and Haley Stevens, your two opponents, to come on with us as well. That invitation is out there. I don't believe it's going to work out for them to join us today. But again, the invitation is out there. And to anybody running for a political office, we invite them here on JR Afternoon on 760 WJR. Abdul El-Sayed, as I do with every candidate that joins us, do you have a website you'd like to invite the people to go to for more information on yourself?
Yeah, go to AbdulForSenate.com, sign up to volunteer. If you could chip us off $5, $10, I'm the only candidate who's never taken a dime from corporate money. Never taken a dime from AIPAC and never would. So I hope folks will check us out and then follow us on socials at Abdul El-Sayed. I'm the only Abdul running for Senate anywhere, so it shouldn't be hard to find. And Ryan, I really appreciate you having me today. It was a great conversation. And I just wish more of us could have conversations like this where we really try to understand one another, because wouldn't it be a better America if we did?
Abdul El-Sayed, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you, sir.
800-859-0WJR, 800-859-0957. Your call's next, 760-WJR.